8 to 10 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Friday and the final Friday of the month of March. And that means we get to have a chance to go around PA's 75th. We do that with State Representative Mike Arminini. He is the House Representative for the 75th District, which is all of Elk County and the northern part of Clearfield County. And he's joined us here again this morning. Good morning, Mr. Representative.
Good morning, Dan. Happy Friday. And yeah, cannot believe March is past.
Yeah, it's just about past us here, heading into April. And it's good to have you in every month to get an update on, you know, what's happening, primarily on what's happening in Harrisburg. But I want to start today by talking about what happened last night in our own backyard up in elk viewing territory at the Elk Country Visitors Center in Benazet. There was a real special gathering and meeting about a concern up there. Could you tell us about that?
Sure, I can definitely do that. Last evening, we had a public meeting due to the concerns of the elk not being, say, located so much in the actual viewing areas around the center. Mm-hmm. And this was brought to my attention, you know, by several residents, business owners of the Benazet area. And I've been working with the Game Commission and DCNR and Kika for, excuse me, over a year on, you know, what is being done to, you know, they're a wild animal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to bring them back into, say, the viewing area that the public and people who are coming there, right. You know, we have to remember that's one of the top five tourist destinations in Pennsylvania, to give them a better opportunity, you know, to view elk when they are in Benazet. And we had a great attendance of over 100 people last night there. And I really appreciated my constituents coming out and asking questions and their concerns to the Game Commission. Mm-hmm. And the Game Commission did a extremely well job with their presentation. Good. On what they plan on doing for plantings and so forth of that area that was in concern, and we were talking about, to hopefully attract the elk, you know, back to that area. Now, the sure. thing that we have is, of course, elk's a wild animal.
Yeah.
So this is
they'll
just
go where they want.
Right. They're going to go where they want. They're going to go where the best food is available for them.
Yeah.
So they are basically going to be planting the caviar, let's just say, of what elk like to graze, clover, grasses, and so forth. So, this was good that this change is going to start occurring this spring with plantings and whatever else they do to, you know, manage the herd. But hopefully we'll start seeing this. And, they said it could take anywhere from 2 to 4 or 5 years before you see the true fruits of, you know, all the work that they're putting in. So
yeah.
It was a good meeting. Good. And I truly appreciate the Game Commission, DCNR, and Kika for working with me and, you know, bringing this issue to light and solving it. So
yeah.
It was a very good night.
Absolutely. I'm sure it can be very frustrating, especially those that travel in from a distance and come in to see the elk, and they don't have that opportunity. But it did seem to be the conclusion that it was a lack of enough of their favorite foods in those particular areas to draw the elk in.
Right, and the main thing was last year, unfortunately, with the drought, they did do a initial planting.
I see.
But, of course, it
keeping up with that.
Mother Nature is also a factor, too.
That's right. You can't control that either.
No,
right?
You can't.
In
no.
the same way, you can't control the movement of the elk. So, well, thank you for the update on that meeting. We're glad that
thank
it
you.
Went well, and we look forward to keeping that a thriving area in in the 75th District. That's for sure. Now, earlier this week, Representative Arminini, it was very busy in Harrisburg. A lot of legislation being proposed, a lot of bills being voted on in the House especially. And we can't talk about all of them, but I want to talk about a few. I noticed there was a proposal put out by the Republican caucus in the House to temporarily lower some certain taxes, especially in this current crunch that we're in. Could you tell us about that and what chances you give it of making progress?
Sure. You know, I mean, we did. We rolled out that package of bills to basically give Pennsylvanians a temporary tax holiday on everything from gas, electricity, food, your cell phone bill. You know, there's certain taxes that are associated with that that we looked at to see, okay, let's work on a six-month tax break to help Pennsylvanians right now where, you know, we're getting hit with higher costs everywhere. And hopefully it will get some traction. We'll okay. see what the other side of the aisle thinks of this, you know, for the short term to help everyone just put a little bit more in their pocket. I have a bill on it. You know, mine is it goes with the NFL draft in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it's basically giving, you know, any football equipment that people are purchasing, from helmets, cleats, shoulder pads, pants, and so forth. No taxes on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some heavy ones in there, but, you know, let's just really, you know, just trying to show, we're just trying to give as many different possible tax breaks.
Sure.
For people, you know, buy this. So we'll see what happens. We just rolled that out here on Wednesday. So hopefully it will get some traction and it'll get some serious discussion on the House floor. And, you know, maybe we can help out Pennsylvanians here for the short term. And, you know, we can see what these taxes, when we take them away, how does it affect
True.
The economy and so forth. So hopefully that will be a plus.
And living in a state, a commonwealth, where I believe gasoline tax especially is the second highest in the nation, that would be a huge relief.
Right. It is up there, and it would be a huge relief. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, we appreciate your work in that regard. And I also understand we had it on our Tri-County Insider News earlier this week that you have successfully introduced legislation which will help out in the certification process of our beloved police canines, to have them participate in the fight against the scourge of fentanyl in our state. Tell us about that, if you would.
Yes, I was very happy that my House Bill 1344 passed the House unanimously to now move over to the Senate for consideration, and hopefully I can get that through the Senate quickly to pass. Then we can put that on Governor Shapiro's desk to sign into law to allow the police forces and so forth to be able to train their dogs to search for fentanyl, which we mm-hmm. know the dangers of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm going to put a shout out to Officer Wren here in Dubois. He was the officer who brought that to my attention and helped me get started with the problems that he saw with
right.
the dogs not being allowed to do that. And then we just moved forward. And one of the good things was there was an amendment added right in the end. And it was the Attorney General's office who wanted their dogs included.
Okay.
I did not realize that the Attorney General's office had
canines.
And they do. So we added them to the bill, and everything moved forward. So looking forward to working with my Senate mm-hmm. and getting that through and getting this onto the governor's desk.
Well, it's a pretty good sign that it was a unanimous vote. How
yes.
often does that happen in Harrisburg?
Oh, well, not too often, but it should happen more.
Yes. And
you know,
with an issue like that, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
So we hope that moves quickly, and we'll get the governor's signature and become part of the law. And we just have a little bit of time here to go, just a couple more minutes. So Representative Armanini, I need to ask you about the budget process, because of the quagmire we got into at the end of last year, and we didn't have a budget enacted until late in the year, we're already coming up on the end of the fiscal year at the end of June. And so a new budget is supposed to be in the works for July 1. Are we going to make it?
Well, I hope so. You know, I truly think that Pennsylvanians deserve a balanced budget on the date that is due. There, of course, there's talks, there's negotiations. Nothing really was earth-shaking and, you know, made any true positive movement with the budget this past week down in Harrisburg. There were a lot of discussion in the caucuses of changing things, moving things. You know, how are we going to do this? You know, the thing that we're just faced with is this budget, you know, it just keeps growing on the billions of how much it's over than what we have revenue coming in. Mm-hmm. And we still do not have that good mix of revenue to support it.
Right.
You know, we're still not really seeing the increase in industry movement into Pennsylvania. The energy sector that we have, still haven't heard, you know, when is the next new natural gas electrification facility going to be start being built besides Homer City? This needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And it seems everything that the House Democrats are proposing for energy, they keep including a certain amount has to be renewables. Nothing against renewables, but I was in a hearing with the PUC commissioner, and he says the way the net metering buyback is set up, right now it's costing Pennsylvanians around $9.5 million.
Wow.
In 5 years, that is going to explode to $75 million.
That's scary.
So we have to realize renewables are there, but they're not cost effective.
Right.
And each and every one of us is going to pay because of the Shapiro's administration and the mandates that they're putting on a certain amount of energy, electric, has to be produced by renewables.
Okay.
You know, that segment, that renewable energy, solar basically, wind, has to stand on its own. Mm-hmm. It has to quit getting the extra governmental push that started in the previous administration in Washington. We're seeing that end, which I believe is a good thing. So hopefully that is going to start correcting something.
Right.
But it's, you know, people, I get calls all the time, my electric bill.
Right.
And a big factor is because you have to use a certain amount of renewables, which is not cost prohibitive in the market.
Yeah. State Representative Mike Armanini sharing with us this morning on Connect FM. And, sir, we are a week away from Good Friday and
yes,
the Easter season. I just want to take a moment to wish you and your entire family and all of the constituents of the 75th District a very blessed Easter season.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. I wish everyone a beautiful Holy Week leading up to Easter.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll start seeing some flowers pop up and
they'll get here.
and the warmth come on. I'm sure everybody's anxious to start using their air conditioners.
For sure. All right, thank you again, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Dan.